The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Vicky, that was an astonishing win over the third team sitting in the league. What was the breakdown for today?
I think for us, we obviously played Thunder on Monday and had a loss to them. We learnt a lot from that game. We didn't start very well. And one of our biggest aims for today was to come out and really start well. And we did a really good job of that. In attack, be really patient, you know, have that belief and confidence to let ball go. But if it's, you know, if it's smart, play the ball back to the line and work it forward again. And I think one of the big ones for us as well is around our defensive pressure. To be able to win more ball each quarter to then convert that to a shooting opportunity was one of our targets today. So felt that we did that quite well. You know, we put a lot of pressure on the opposition and forced them to play backwards, which is, you know, at times we need to challenge that a little bit more. But we did a good job there.
As responses go then, it couldn't have been any better for you.
No, I mean, I'm happy about it. There is stuff that we can still fix up, as always, any coach is going to say. But, you know, we've got another game on Monday. We play against Rhinos. So we'll have a look at it. We'll reflect on it well. And then we've got to move forward because we've got another fixture coming up. So we haven't got time to dwell too much on stuff that needs it.
And what's the focus ahead of Rhinos?
I reckon more of the same. Like, you know, having a good start, but also implementing, you know, things that we've worked on in training in the week, those learnings that we took from that loss against Thunder. Same thing, you know, we want to be really kind of aggressive in our attacking play and, you know, relentless on our defence, in our defensive play, and continue to get more and more consistent as we go along.
I was watching the stats and Alice Harvey had a particularly astonished game at goalkeeper. Her and Fran seem to be connecting really, really well.
Yeah.
Just, do you have a couple of words for them?
Yeah, they're building a really good partnership, and it's, you know, I get to see it week in, week out in the training environment. But today, I mean, God, Alice, they both read the game really well. You know, those, when we managed to get the ball lifted into pockets, like, you know, they trust each other to go on those balls and challenge some of the ball outside of the circle, understanding that their mate's going to cover them in the back in the circle. So it's really great to see that partnership develop. So they're awesome today.
And one last word on Nat. How is she doing? Because we saw her go off.
Yeah, she's all right. I mean, she had a bit of a panic when she first kind of came off, and but, you know, we'll address it. We've got a really good support staff at Loughborough, so we'll get back to Loughborough, have a look at what the damage is, and then go from there. But I'm pretty sure she'll be absolutely fine.
Excellent. Tough day in the office, Sam. What did you make of today?
Well, believe it or not, our whole focus was on starting well. And because we've seen Loughborough take other teams apart in the first quarter, and they do that very well, and it's an absolute strength of theirs to come out hard. And so we really were focused on trying to compete and be really strong in the first quarter, and they just absolutely blew us away, to their credit. I think we sort of had a collective bad day at the office. A few things just didn't connect. You know, the attack got a little bit stuck. With the Fran and Beth Cobden sort of wall on that centre pass defence, we struggled with that. And, you know, we were still one ball, but we didn't transition that well. And it was no particular player, it was just a bit of an under-par start. On the plus side, we won the second half. You know, we showed some resilience and character to come out and win the second half. I didn't have to go in and say anything at half time, the players knew that they were disappointed with what they'd done, and that's good to see as well, that's coming from the player cohort, you know, they recognise they need to do better. But I mean, Loughborough were excellent in that first quarter. You know, we just couldn't do anything with them. They did everything right and we were just a little bit off.
I suppose you were unlucky in catching them just after their first loss to Thunder, which they have just said that their focus was on starting well. So if you were both focused on the start, only one can triumph, I suppose. But I guess, what do you do with a result like this going forwards? Is it all about learning? What do you take away?
Well, I think the main thing is not to worry too much about it. You know, sometimes this happens. You know, we've been outstanding for the whole of the first half of the season. this is a first big defeat that we've had. The other defeats have been within 2 and 3 goals. We've only lost 3 matches. So we don't want to throw the baby out of the bathwater. You know, I think there are a few things we'll want to improve, but every opposition's different. And, you know, we do know if Loughborough start well, it's very difficult to peg that back. But they're a fairly unique team in that respect. And that doesn't mean we change what we're doing in terms of our way forward. We'll obviously be working harder than ever. But this group want to do that anyway. So
you face, perhaps, if the table remains as it is, there's the possibility you might play Loughborough a third time for the playoffs. Will you do an extra bit of homework on them, or will you wait and see how the rest of the season develops before jumping ahead?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously need to qualify at the top four, and we'll be focusing on that. But there's so many gives, you know, so many different things that can happen between now and then. You know, we've still got COVID around, we've still got player fatigue. I think you saw today Nat Panagari went off.
Yeah.
So, you know, it depends how they stand up, how we stand up. We're doing pretty well on that at the moment in terms of our S&C programme and our loading. Most teams have got a few horrible weeks coming up in terms of volume of matches. So I think for us it's focusing on qualifying in that top four and then being ready to take anybody on.
And you were without Fumi today. How is she? What can we expect to see her back soon?
We're going to put a statement out about her next week, so I don't want to say too much at the moment, but she will be back on court for us in not too distant future, so nobody needs to panic too much. She will be back, but she will be out for a little spell, and we're obviously supporting her in that spell, but she definitely will be back on court for Pulse in the near future.
And you are now on the road for a little while. This was your unbelievably your first loss at the Copper Box, but that was still it's somewhat of a fortress. How's it going to be on the road again?
Yeah, well, being on the road, I think we have Bath away, and then we're in Birmingham for the doubleheader. We are staying in the same hotel that we did in Birmingham. We've got the same prep. We won the second game against Bath in Birmingham, so we sort of know what to do there. Everybody's on a doubleheader at Birmingham, so I think we're looking forward to that. Going to Bath away is always a challenge as well. And obviously we beat them in the first round, and that's going to be an absolute cracker of a match. Yeah.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.